In Stevens County in northeast Washington, there's an effort brewing to build a more robust local food industry.
And especially with the world, well, at least Washington State, the whole West Coast, moving towards a trend in local food, it seems like now is a really great time to sort of reestablish our area as a major supplier to Spokane, maybe.
Nils Johnson is the extension coordinator in the WSU Extension Office in Stevens County. He's also part of the Community Agriculture Development Center in Colville. He says the county's agricultural peak came about 100 years ago, when it had four times the number of farms it has now and produced about five times as much food. Now he says there's a bit of a revival. The county is seeing an influx of people, some baby boomers and retired veterans, who want a farm. Many of those, he says, simply want to sell their crop and start on the next one. But some have expressed an interest in creating value-added products that might fetch a higher price. Following the results of a recently released feasibility study, Johnson's group is making plans to build a processing plant for crops that are not grains. He says the facility would be tailored to create five types of specialty foods.
Pickled garlic. Garlic grows really well in our area, and so that goes into jars. And pear and apple butter. So fruit butters are another kind of trending product line. And then on the frozen line, frozen corn on the cob, frozen broccoli florets, and a frozen root vegetable medley that would probably have potatoes and carrots and turnips and parsnips. It could have a range of things in it, but it's chunks that are frozen and ready to cook, or perhaps already cooked.
Johnson says the frozen foods would most likely be sold to institutions, such as schools and hospitals. The food in jars would be produced with farmers markets and specialty stores in mind. He says the produce plant would be the county's third food processing facility. There are already two small-scale, government-licensed meat processing plants, one for beef, one for poultry. Ranchers rent them to prepare and package their meat for sale.
We found that there were a lot of people who were not going to sell their chickens, but they were renting it because it made processing them for their own home use easier.
So now that the local agriculture folks have decided a produce facility is a good idea, they have to decide on the details. How big should it be and where? And how much can they afford to spend to build it?
I don't think there's enough margin in this to do it for profit. And so it's going to take some creative mix of nonprofit and for-profit to make it work.
But he says it could create new opportunities for Stevens County farmers who have small operations to make a living in a place they prefer to live.
It would be pretty easy for someone to have all the work they could possibly do growing, let's say, a quarter acre of garlic and making pickled garlic and selling it year-round.
Dan Wallace is one of those new farmers.
After I retired from the military last year, we moved up here. In around August, and a month later, we were planting garlic. So we grow for the local area and nationwide via our website.
So tell me a little bit about your land and why you settled on garlic.
We have 24 acres, with about 12 of that in tillable ground. And it just so happens that the topsoil is perfect for growing garlic, and We had some criteria to go by. We had to be able to expand our markets beyond the local area. So any crop we grew had to be shippable. It had to be storable. We didn't want to be throwing it out every week. And it had to be easy to grow and very forgiving. So garlic met all those criteria, and it's very disease resistant. It's low maintenance, a lot of bang for your buck.
So tell me about the process of growing garlic. Is it grown by seed, or do you grow by, you know, by putting garlic heads in the ground? How does that work? When do you plant, that sort of thing?
Normally when someone is growing garlic, they're going to plant in the fall. There's a little bit of leeway on when exactly in the fall, but usually it's before the ground freezes sometime. You plant a clove, and each bulb of garlic will have multiple cloves in it. And the cloves are actually clones of the bulb itself. So the cloves are not a seed. The cloves are an actual plant. And we'll mulch different kinds of mulches, but we use straw. And that insulates the ground and moderates the temperature. It keeps weeds at bay. And it's almost like a blanket for the garlic over the winter. And you don't want the frost heat ripping it out of the ground. So once you plant it in the fall, it'll overwinter. It'll pretty much do nothing over winter. And then in the springtime, it'll start sprouting and it'll come up in the spring, and we'll harvest anywhere from June to the beginning of August. And once we harvest, we have to dry it, cure it for a few weeks, and clean it, weigh it, trim it, trim all the roots, get it presentable. And then usually we start shipping about September.
So how much do you harvest?
Well, the rule is when you're starting out in garlic is to start small. See how it does, see how the workload is, and see if it's a fit for you. We totally disregarded that, and we went big. And by big, I mean we planted about 12,000 bulbs. And that might sound like a lot, but it's actually only about 4,500 square feet of actual bed space. So about a tenth of an acre is what we grew. And from that, we harvested, a rough amount, about 1,500 pounds. And the going rate for garlic is, for seed garlic, is anywhere from, about $8 wholesale, bottom wholesale, to as much as $34 retail. And because garlic is, it's very hard to mechanize the harvest because you don't want to puncture the bulbs, it'll ruin them. Most of that harvesting and planting is done by hand. So there's a lot of labor involved, and that's why most garlic growers stay. The biggest garlic grower you're going to see is probably 2 acres.
Do you see garlic as your sole crop going forward, or are you looking into expanding into other commodities?
I think garlic is going to continue to be our main crop. We also have a certified organic garden where we grow a different variety of things, but those are sold at market, and they did pretty well this year, but we didn't. We basically looked at our garden as, personal stock, and then if we had anything extra, we would take it to market. So anything we sold was just bonus, and that's how we treated it this year.
So Nils Johnson is talking about sort of value-added stuff. Have you gotten into the value-added part of it yet?
I have not, and the reason we want to and the reason we haven't is basically complication. I mean, when we're starting to farm here, we're pretty much, working pretty hard to establish just what we have. And, we're certified organic, which wasn't a huge deal to get. Not a lot of extra work involved, but there's a lot of work in growing garlic. And now if we wanted to take that garlic and process it into, dehydrated garlic or garlic powder or anything like that, there's a whole another set of rules and regulations that we have to deal with. And, maybe we'll get there one day, but right now there's just not enough hours in the day.
Dan Wallace is a garlic farmer who lives near Kettle Falls.